All right, in Simon Yigimel, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, the middle of the long Sif, which is long, as you can see from the multiple pages, really because of the long Pisrei Tshuvas. And these gigantic Pisrei Tshuvas are mostly one gigantic one, which we're going to deal with today. My Gemara, I underline because the letters are too small for my eyes to choose. But let's review what we did last week in Sif Yud Aleph and sort of set the table for this week. At the beginning of the Siman dealt with the months of Havchana. A pregnant woman needs 3 months of Havchana before she's allowed to remarry. We said that's a loy plug. A Giyairis needs 3 months of Havchana without a loy plug. And someone who's Mizana needs 3 months, and there were Chaluki Deis regarding whether it's a loy plug. But everyone agreed to the basic rule that a woman who goes from one man to another man needs 3 months of Havchana, so that we know the baby is a 9-month-old baby from the first husband or a premature baby from the second husband. Now that, we all realize, is a tremendous harchaka. What are the odds that she's going to give birth 6 months after she marries the second husband? But it comes to Yuchsin, Chazal were very machmir, and even so much so that for the most part it was a light plug, it was an absolute kazeir. Now, in Sif Yud Aleph, we come to a second set of rules, which would have its own simin. The Chalkas Mechaikak, or Rabbi Shmuel, said that it's in this simin because of the similarities in the loy plug of the Takana. Here we come to also the case of a woman who's going into a second marriage, and we limit her very severely. If she's pregnant, then we say that a man is not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveira, you're not allowed to marry someone who is carrying somebody else's child. There's nothing to do with Havchana, you know it's the first man's child. And you're not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveira, and then you're not allowed to marry Menekes Chaveira, someone who's nursing another man's child. And not only you're not allowed to marry, but like plug, even if the person stopped nursing and is not nursing anymore, still there's a light plug, it's a fair Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed. That means if a woman is pregnant, she has to wait 24 months, she has to wait the months of pregnancy that remain, could be 7, 8, 9 months of pregnancy, plus 24 months of nursing. And it ends up being 2.5 years that she can't get married if her husband dies or divorces her while she's expecting. This is the din of the Gemara, that a person not allowed to marry Menekes or Muberes Chaveira. The Gemara gives, asks why.
Death also?
What?
Death also or by divorce?
Death also, Arman and Grusha. It says both.
24 months is over.
24 months also, because she's nursing. Like I said, the Gemara goes through many possible reasons. The Maskana Sagamara, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, is that it all has to do with nursing. Muberes is Saifa to be nursing, to be Menekes. So Muberes is also because she's going to nurse. And a nursing woman, we don't want to create circumstances where she's going to stop nursing and the baby's father is not here to take care of the child. A regular married woman, the baby's father is here, so provides her family. But when she's divorced or widowed, we want to make sure that she keeps on nursing the child. Now, this is what we learned last week. We had a question if there's a chaydish ibar and ibar, if it's 25 months instead of 24 months. But that was the basic set of rules. You read the Mechaber. It's a very, very chomer issur. Today we deal with the kuvas. the places where Chazal made exceptions. But before I begin, I want to tell you that Rav Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe, he has a long tshuva on this topic in Chelek Aleph, and a shorter one in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Ches. In both places he writes that even though this is an Issa D'Rabbanan, you should say Safa D'Rabbanan L'Kula, Chazal wa machmi here, because the source of the Gezeira was a Hashash Sakana Levlad. They didn't want a mother to stop nursing because of a fear of danger to a child, of danger to life of a child, and a Gezeira that's al Safik Sakana, that wa machmi even on Sveikas. So Ramesh is explaining, and we'll see later today why that explanation makes a nafka mean al halacha, but he's explaining why by Sveikas they were machmir. Because this is, it's a davar, it's a gzeira that's chomor, since the gzeira was made, otu sakana. And now a day and age, Baruch Hashem, we're fortunate enough to live in a time that the babies don't die from hunger. There's formula available, things are available, it's hard for us to imagine. But Lamaisa, that was the original takana with the loy plod. And that's why we're more machmir. So today we deal with the kulas of this sinner. We start on the second page of Sifir Aleph.
Can you say something? Did you say that the kulas is contemporary?
Yeah. So why do we have kulas? Every kula has to be based on Chazal. Yes, so we have to find based on Chazal if they are kulas. That's why. Okay, well, the whole thing is not just stamped to be makel, but one kula I mentioned last week, you learned the Chachma Shloimei, who said 24 months in the time of Chazal could be is like 18 months today, in his day. Because women don't nurse for 24 months. So he was makel for 18 months. I loy plug. So Ramesh was mash, but the original Gezeira was Meinekas Chaveri without a number of months. That was the original Gezeira. On the number of months, we find the Machlaikas in the Gemara, as he said, that the same thing, we're Makel, so like I told you, once the dam bursts open, the water comes flooding. So the Chavish Leibner, Shavakug was Makel 18 months, Pnei Yeshua was Makel in the Kuntra Sacrament Ksuvah, so 15 months. Ramosha, in the case of the soldier who died in the 73 war, was Makel even less than 15 months, was 11 months plus till they get married, depending on the time that it's normal to nurse. But certainly a year, certainly it's normal to nurse for a year, so it's certainly nurse. What?
Is there a minimum time of nursing?
Year
one?
Look, Shulchan says 24 months. Shabbat says 18 months.
How long did she initially
It doesn't matter how long she nursed. It's a light plug. Even if she stopped nursing, the gazer is still alive.
What happens?
It doesn't matter, even if she didn't do any weeks. We don't want her to stop. She's deliberately going to stop in order to get married. This is what the Gemara says.
Yeah. What happens if the second husband says, I'm withholding myself to finish?
So the Shulchan Aruch talks about that case. We'll get to that. All right, right now we pick up the Shulchan Aruch on the second side of Sefer Aleph. So again, where Ramosha writes, the original Takana was Minekas Chaveiroi and Muberes Chaveiroi.
Right.
The fact that Rameir, who's already many generations later, he's already after the Churban, that Rameir could be arguing with the Chacham how many months it means. So Ramosh says that's many generations after the Takana. So Raya, the Takana was made on whatever is normal to nurse. Whatever is a normal Nekas Chavei, right? And they're arguing how to apply it. Yeah, are you Cheshish for Miyuta or not Miyuta? Okay? Alright, so we pick up the Shulchan Aruch, like I said, on the second side, the Chedesh She'ibur we already dealt with. So the last two lines. Ben Shehi Almana, Bein Shehi Grusha. The Shulchan Aruch says there's no difference if she's an almana or a grusha. Now, very important, take a look at the Gra Lamed Hei. Gra Lamed Hei says, Lafuke Rash Hazakein. The Sfira Le Grusha Ein Tzricha Lahamtin. Kiva de ein tzricha lahani. That's a very important line. The Rash Hazake, the Rabbi Shimshon Hazake, is in Taisus. This Taisus is in Ksuvah Stav Samach. Rabbi Shimshon says that it's not true that the gzeira is made for a grusha also. An almana is obligated to nurse. Api halacha, she's obligated, she's mishubedes labayla, she gets a ksuba, she's supported from her husband, husband's estate, and she's mishubed to nurse. If she doesn't nurse, she doesn't get her, she doesn't get mezainis. So Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash HaZakin, holds that it's only true about almana. It's not true about a grusha. A grusha, this doesn't apply. Do we paskin like the Rash HaZakin? The Gros says lafuke Rash HaZakin. No, we don't paskin like him. Although his sheet is going to be very important. Sifya Dalet will be devoted to his sheeta. We're now Sifya Dalet. But this sheeta, Rabbeinu Shimshon HaZakin, is, it holds that it does not apply to a grusha. She's not obligated to nurse. She gets divorced, she can tell the husband, you take care of the baby. I don't have to take care of the baby. So that's his sheet. Now we don't paskin like him. But hold on a minute. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Bein she almana, bein she grusha, bein shehi mizana. Now that's of course the saddest case where you have a woman that's pregnant. She's not even married. She's an unwed woman. Now I'm going to tell her now you can't get married for 33 months. The 9 months of pregnancy and 24 months of nursing. Bein shehi mizana, v'yesh makilin b'mizana. Why yesh makilin b'mizana? Go again to the Gral Amidzayin. Sava mekel by a woman who's mizana. So the Gral Amidzayin says, Haynu kedas harash hazaken. Here, by mizana, we'll rely on him after habagos mordechai shav, after the das rebeinu tam, kvasasim shav devara, they near and klal. He's saying, even though there's a shita that says it according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, no, we're being saimich here on the shita of this Rabbeinu Shimshon HaZakin. I guess in the case of Mizana, which we're seeing as a greater need, Zaina apparently is not as obligated to be to Hanukkah. She has no obligation to the father of the child to do Hanukkah. She can tell the father of the child, you take the child. And therefore, by Mizana, the Ramah says Yesh Mekila. Now turn to the next page. How does the Ramah paskin? Ramah paskins Yesh Shahakal b'muf keres liznus deshe bala mishamra. Chulis remits. It's a pshara between the two sheetahs. So what I'm saying is this. We're not going to be Mekel like this Rash HaZakin, because we don't really paskin like him. We paskin Ben Otam. But if she's mufkeres liznus, meaning that she's a woman, she has no home, she's out in the street, and people take advantage of them as honor with her, mufkeres liznus, so we want to save her from that. We have a man who's willing to marry her. I mean, amazing, he's willing to marry her. Not only is she a mufkeres liznus type, but she's also carrying a child, or maybe just gave birth and nursing. But someone's willing to marry her. So by mefkeres liznus, we're mekel. The Shvus Yaakov explains why suddenly we're more mekel on an iser. He says we find, the Gemara says by a shivcha, that's mefkeres liznus. So the man has a shivcha kananis. And she's a weak-willed person. People are mizan with her all the time. So the Odin is allowed to free her so that she should get married and not be mufkeres liznus, even though freeing an eved is loyal mem tavaydu, shalav adaraisa. He brings a second source, by chil Shabbos with pikuach nefashis, there's a sheet in Shulchan Aruch, that if they kidnap somebody to take him to Shmad, that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save someone from such a thing. So the Shvus Yaakov, he sort of cautions that not to be quickly mekel, the isser of Muberes Chaver is a davar chamor, but he says, and we're going to see it later in the Pesach Tshuva, that Mufkeres Liznus, you can be mekel. Now, so that's the Shaila. Pekuach Nefesh is a physical danger, or even a ruchnistic danger. So by Nisad Rabbanan, he's saying that we could be mekel. By the Raisa, it's less clear. It's Machlaikis and Hilchos Shabbos. But here, by the Rabbanan, we could be mekel. Rebekah, yeah. That's
like, even by Durasi,
you
should be able to.
No, I'm not saying. What he says is, by Durabano, we can be made. By Durasi, you're repeating yourself. By Korach Nefesh, someone's going to physically die with Michal over all the Averis.
Right.
By somebody's going to be an Einis in Ruchnius, so Durabano is Rebekah, Durasi is a Michal. Okay. The big what? Let's go. What says in Shulchan Aruch? Talk other cases after. Okay, let's stick to the cases. This long Pisrei Tshuva, you're turning back, is about somebody marrying a woman who became pregnant with Znus through him. He's the father of the child. What do you say to that? He's the father of a child, so she's pregnant. They used to call it a shotgun wedding, right? The father of the girl brought a shotgun to him and said, "You made my daughter pregnant? Let's get married." He says, "Okay." In a few months, said, "No, no, before she starts showing, we want you to get married." What? Not a mamzer at all. No, she's a pnuya. She's a single woman. And somewhat what? Oh, so it's namu beres chavera. It's his own beres. So chayr is nothing to talk about. It should be mutter. The Beis Shmuel Chav Gimel says it's mutter. Why are there all these long tshuvas? So it's fascinating. The tshuvas, it starts ois yud ches, and the Pesach tshuva is in the first column. There's Tesayin on the top line, Yud Zayin a few lines later, and then Yud Ches a few lines after that. Yud Ches continues all the way till Yud Tes is not until the next page, almost the whole column. So all these tiny letters, I mean, if you print it in today's print, you can make the kuntres out of it. These are all tshuvas that deal with the following scenario, which apparently we could understand is somewhat common. The scenario they deal with is a single girl is pregnant, and they go over to a guy and they say, you know, she says, "You did it, we want you to marry her." He says, "Me?" What's his first reaction? "Me? I don't know what you're talking about. I never met her before. I don't know anything about this baby." He says "It's not true." Now, if he sticks by saying it's not true, he's probably not going to want to marry her. We can't force him. But later, he comes later and he says, "You know, it's true, I'll marry her." What's the problem? If he said it in Bezdin, then it's a bigger problem. But the problem here is that there's a rule of Shavya Anashe Chatichedi Sura, and the question is whether to be Mekel or not. And when you start these tshuvas, you have the gut feeling everyone's going to find a heter. Now, there are heterim, although there are various levels of heter. It's just that the differences are somewhat overwhelming. The first tshuva he brings in Yud Ches is a Neidah B'Yehuda. About four lines in, he quotes a tshuva's Neidah B'Yehuda. It'll give you a flavor of all the cases. I'm tshuva's Neidah B'Yehuda in Tezayin is the end of a line. B'zayna sha'amra b'plaini nibalti. He says, "I was nibal from this man." U'betchila loy hayda. At the beginning, he didn't agree. Later he was masked. Because of the Inkamakam Lahachmir, why not? The beginning he said, "I don't know. Yeshlafarish any idea, any horror. I don't know if she's pregnant." I feel a mumba beferisha shaloiba aleha. Why was he said I never touched her? He's saying, when you say, what's Shavi Anashi Chedisura? It means a man says in Bezdin, let's say a sheikh says, "I shechted this animal, the meat is not kosher." Now, a sheikh b'shashchita, when it's biyada, is always believed. But let's say the meat is already out in the business, in the market. He comes, no, I couldn't fall asleep last night. I lied to you yesterday. The meat is treif. He has no nemanis. He's not neman to say to us as someone else's meat. He's an eid echad. While it's biyada, he's believed. But once it's not biyada, he's not neman. He can't ask the other people's meat. Maybe he's angry at his boss. He wants to treif up his boss's things. Nevertheless, he himself is not allowed to eat the meat. Shavi anav shechatichad isura. Adam neman alatzmei. Lagabe himself, he's neman. Not only that, the Mishnah says, if a woman comes to town and she says, Esha Sishani, or she goes to Bez and she says, Pliny gave me Kiddushin. And the man denies it. She has no witnesses. So we say they're not married. But she, without a get, she's not allowed to marry. Even though we pass it to the whole world that they're not married. Someone who says about himself, that person is believed. The first arichas on this is in Yeridei Simin Aleph by Shechita, the long Pisrei Tshuva, I think Pisrei Tshuva Tezayin, or by Shavya Nafshe, or Chetichid Yisura. So a person, Lagabi himself, is believed, even though Lagabi others is not believed.
So
it's this a gavra, but this on the gavra, it's this on him, and it's and therefore it's us. Now, Pesachei Tshuva here is saying a chiddush. If you say things that you don't realize create an isser on you, if you say certain things and you don't realize it creates an isser, a woman says he was mezana, and he says I wasn't. He doesn't know that she's pregnant. He had never heard of the isser of marrying Muberes Chaveira. He doesn't know anything about this stuff. I would think still Shavya Nashe, the Gabi himself, he's believed. But the Yemin says no. If when he said it, he didn't realize or he didn't know that he's creating an isser, then there's no Shavya Nashe Chatichid Isser. That's the chiddush of this Chubas Night of Yehuda. What? I can hear you. Kula what?
Ignorance.
Well, it's not Shavya Nafshe. He's not ignorant. Yeah, how would he know she's pregnant? It was not ordered last night. I don't know about that. If he says I married her, he says I didn't know that. I don't know. I'm an Eishes Ish. I don't think it's an excuse. It means it's a reasonable, sensible thing. You know. This point, just for the record, is an arichos and chashav mishpat. There are cases where people said things that involved an issa ribis, and they were saying it to be pata for paying. They didn't realize they created a psoletus. Somebody who does a contract for ribis knowingly is psoletus. A verish of a mammon passes a person for edus. So in Chayshim Mishpat, it talks about such situations where a person said something for one reason, and he really created for himself an isser in another area. So it's not to be who this discussion there is its own discussion.
The mashma helps. The mashma.
Okay, good. So this is not to be who this first reason. He says the person didn't realize it. Then he gives a second reason that an amasla helps. What's an amasla? A woman comes to town, she says, I'm an Eishes Ish. She comes without her husband, she moved into town, she says, I'm an Eishes Ish. A few months later, she gets engaged. We tell her, Shavya Nashe, he said, you're an Eishes Ish. He said, listen, when I came to town, I was alone, a single woman. People that were bad people were running after me. So I said, I was an Eishes Ish. Let's call it a masla. And a masla is a good excuse. A masla is a good excuse. And a good excuse we accept that there's no Shavya Nafshe Chatichet Yisura, and then we're Mekel. So Nag Yehuda is Mekel on this man with a combination of these two Cheshbainais, the the cheshbin of he didn't mean to be shavya nafshei, and nasan hamasla. And there's always a tzirif of the Rash HaZaken, according to Rav Shamshon HaZaken. Anyway, this was only on an almana. So this is how he's makel. Now, what's the big tumult? Everything sounds reasonable. So the taina of the Misnagdim to this is Amasla. There's a two-way street on this Amasla business. On the one hand, he's saying an excuse. You know why I said it's not my child? Because I don't want to face up. I don't want to say I did something so bad publicly. But he's a reverse Amasla. The parents of the girl are desperate. You know, she's carrying a child. They're desperate for her to find a husband and get married. It's Yitachin that they put pressure on him, or even promised him a big nod to just marry her and get her off the street. So he brings later, I think, the Shemari, others, Utaina, that Amasla shouldn't work here. It's like a two-way street. The excuses later that come up, and he's not very happy with it. And this is where this comes up.
Can I say something? A girl with a penuria, and she says that I was going to zan with somebody.
Yeah.
You have to wait 90 days.
So there we had that. We have Mizani, you have to wait 90 days. The question is a life flow there. But there. The Chum de Sam Seifer, it's interesting. He writes, Cholila Lahakel Neger Atzemach Tzedek, which the Lubavitchers will be happy to read, because it's not the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek. There are two Tzemach Tzedek. It's always Tzemach Tzedek. It says in parentheses, Harishayim. The earliest Tzemach Tzedek, one of the earliest Tzemach Tzedek.
He was a Rishon, yeah?
He was, I think he bought it somewhere in the Misham Nachrayim. The Mechaber Amar don't bring him, but everyone else brings him. Some Sefer writes that the Tzemach Tzedek was not makel on someone who's a Mizana, and he called it an Amasla L'Shnei Hatzdadim. He called it an Amasla in two directions, and he's not so happy with it. But it's a funny thing. All the Tshuvas that are Machmir, they say, but our case, we can be Mekel. So in my case, Sefer's case, the couple was already engaged to be married. They were already holding by getting married, and suddenly she's pregnant. So he said, in that case, it's sort of, I guess, a reglaim, more of a reglaim ledover, that it's from him, even though he denied it initially. And so some sages make all of his pieces. Maybe it's some sages neither, where they're already mishudachim. But even then, some sages writes two conditions. You have to scare him. If it's not your child, you can end up hating the child. He's going to get a Yerusha with your own children, and he's going to end up causing fights. You scare him. Plus, you get an Aruf Kavlin to accept to support the child if the mother stops nursing. Because you meet with these conditions, that's how Sefer is makel. So, I'm just trying to give you a flavor of what all the Tshuva Svarim go through to try to say such a thing. And now, so this is the Tshuva. So, Rikinega is a Tshuva. It's like every generation, the Gadol Hadar has got some woman that was Nizana as a Pnuya and wants to get married. You know, wherever it was in Klal Yisrael, it came to the Gadol Hadar. So there's tshuva after tshuva that goes through. Night of Yehuda has a typical Night of Yehuda, like at a left field heter. Listen to Night of Yehuda. This woman is pregnant. And the husband said, the accused Baal says, no, I didn't do it, but I'll marry her. So you didn't do it, you can't marry her. Oh, so I did do it. So, you know, we're going to believe him. So says Nabi Yehuda, incredible. He says, one chiddush after the other. It's like when you want to find Kechid the Hetera, you know, they say, Ben Aguna, the Chazal broke the heads to be matir. He says, all right, let's say she's not, this was not with this man. Let's say it wasn't with this man. I mean, she was mizana with somebody else. Who? Who was she mizana with? It wasn't a shidduch, it was a znus. So he says, well, call the parish Ruba parish. If you have to say she was mizana, mostly goyim out there. So it's very possible she's carrying a goy's child. So if Rabbi Yehuda Chazal answered Muberes Chaveiroi, Muberes of a Yid, Chaveiroi is a Yid, and Muberes of a Kuti, we don't find a Chazal answer. So therefore he's not here. Now if you know it's Muberes of a guy, so that's one Chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says they were an Asim Muberes of a guy. But here he's like a double head. He says Muberes of a guy is Mutter. That's A. B, who was she Mizana with? Called the parish Maruba parish. So he says if it's a country with a ghetto of Jews, so Kokavua Kemetza Mechza, it's a problem. It was in a country where it was like that we live today, mixed with Gayim. And he says so he can be makel on her because it's not Muberes Chadei, right? It's Muberes Kuti, even though the child is 100% is 100% a Yid. Nevertheless, we're going to. So the Yehuda says to be mixed. And the Yehuda Tinyana, he had the Pesachim.
It's all case of rape, we're okay.
So according to that, all the cases of rape by a guy, they all have a heter. There's no dimu veres chavera. All the cases of what's good? What?
They would have
it
in
the
child.
So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a tshuva, which he brings as well, it's very interesting. First, he brings a raya, a Tanakh raya. David had a daughter named Tamar and a son named Amnon. And Amnon wanted Tamar very much. And you have the whole episode where he was mizana with her. So Tamar, when she tried to convince Amnon to not be ma'anisar, says, speak to daddy. Lo yimneini mecha, he'll make a chasana. Why do you have to mizana with me? We'll go to David, to daddy, he'll make a wedding. He'll make a wedding, a brother, a sister, we can make a wedding. So Tosfos says in one of his pshatim in Daf Chav Beis that she was a bas yafas tayar. Her mother wasn't even Jewish. Tosfos says you're allowed to be boiled once before Geiris. That was even Jewish. And Tosfos says one pshat that the yafas tayar was pregnant before David took her, because according to the sheet that you're allowed to be boiled once while she's a guy, it makes sense bas yafas tayar. But according to the other man, the Abba de Gemara, he can't be Baal till later. He says, no, because she was pregnant from beforehand, before she was in Fastayah, and then David took her. How could David take her? It's Muberes Chavei, right? Oh, it's a Raya that... funny, right? So you can even though you can bring this kind of Raya, but then Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings this. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says this is like the defendant of Yehuda. But then he says, come on. Where do you get Chaveira is the Mute guy? He brings a Gemara in his Bikias where it says Chaveira, and it means a guy also. And he says it's a Jewish child. The whole thing was that you're going to stop nursing the child. So what does it help? The father's a guy. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger rejects the whole the kula of a Naid of Yehuda, but he calls that. It's a Naid of Yehuda. What are you going to do? You can't take away
it. I'm not the one that paid him.
Yeah, more than he loved under the gas. So genetic testing would work. We worked with Dallas had it ready earlier. But it's not, the question isn't who the father is. We know the father's the guy. The question is if you're allowed to marry him. Genetic testing is not going to help you. We know the father's a guy. We know the mother's a guy. The question is, are you allowed to marry? Yeah, it's a nice it can be. Yeah.
I'm on friend, okay. Of
course, what?
By convincing, I'm on friend. It means I got a way to convince
to get the
Tama.
To get the Tama to agree. I'm not having a friend. Yeah, I had a friend. Yes, I'm friend. Right. Okay. Good. Getting a good answer. Anyway, this is pretty much the arichus with different tshuvas about minekas chadei. Right. For the most part, everyone. For the most part, finds coolers in their cases. There are some achrayim who are upset that they're being mevatel all of the halachis of minekas chaveira, yafilu mizana. So the Feresh Shulchan Aruch yafilu mizana. But bottom line, well, when it's clearly, when Chaver is Maida, there's no Shaila. When the Chaver is Maida, that's from him, there's no Shaila. This is all the Shaila where he denies it, and he comes back later to change his mind. That's where this whole thing is. That doesn't help.
So lived after the
Noda, pretty much contemporaries. Might have been younger, but this is all these great people were at the end of the 1700s. Okay, it was a generation stocked with the big Gedalei Olam, the big Tshuvas of the Achrayim, Sais, Nesivas, Nevi Yehuda, some Sefer, the Gra, all in one generation. Can you imagine that? Like, who's the God of Adar? It's impossible to figure out.
The French Revolution.
It must have been the French's fault, yeah.
The
okay, at any rate, this is one. So again, we're trying to deal with finding coolers. So one cooler we had is less than 24 months. One is by a mezana, in a case where the mezana is the father of the father of the child. So we're mekel when it's definitely the mezana, and otherwise not. Now, if you look in the Pischei Tshuva on the third side of Yer Aleph, it's Pesh Chav Zayin, it says on top, in the second column of Pischei Tshuva, there's a Shus Yaakov in the eighth line. Fascinating Shus Yaakov. The Tshuva Shus Yaakov, give us some Kofches. Listen to this. Nishal, the Medinas Yishmael, an Arab country, Sheish Takana Kavua. What does it say after that? From the Arabs, whatever it is. Shekol Zayna Penuya Shimu Beres. Listen to this. They have a kind in the country, any unwed mother, im ein kan ish shavayde shavlad mimenu, veyna mekadish ish miyad. If there's no man willing to say, this is my baby, and I'll marry a k'das mesh of Yisrael b'chum v'kidushin, oz havlad loikhin You hear this? They have a gezeira in the country that any unwed mother who has a baby, the government takes away the baby and raises him as a Muslim. They're looking for anybody. Yet the father of Chanava just wants someone to marry this woman. So the baby shouldn't taken away. Rabbanim hakaymeni tirubli pitpokim who had to borrow a loy. Now here you'll think for sure the baby's going to be taken away to Shmad. He starts heishav l'chayre ein heter. I've got the yesh peiskim b'mekilim b'mizana. B'kavakim eskadus roi peiskim l'hachmir ape b'mizana b'frape b'uberes. It's not clear that the Rasha Zakum was makel even by Muberes. That's how the tshuva starts. Then, of course, he says, Aval, Acharayin Reisi, Elaharach HaKadmainim, and he finds a heter. This is the Shusyak I mentioned earlier, that by Mufkeres Laznos, or taken out to Shmad, you're allowed to be over, this is Rabbanim for sure. And there, so therefore he's makel. Another tshuva about the same type of a situation where they're going to take about the Shmad, and of course the bottom line, they're Mekel, although it sounds like they don't want people to jump and be Mekel all the time. So the uniform thing here is that everyone says don't be quick to be Mekel, and it seems like when it comes to it, they're Mekel in general. So here I have a Hara. So this is sort of a third half. So we have the 24 months knocking it down, we have the Mizana, the father of the baby, could marry, even by Shavya Nafshay. And here, with Ahasla. And then we have here the case of where the child will be taken out to Shmad. Now there's another Ha'ara I have on Ishvus Yaakov. This Takana was made for the benefit of whom?
The baby.
Benefit of the baby. Now we have a rule that when something is done for someone's benefit, a Drabanan, the person could say la'nichali b'takanta didi, that's kind of for my benefit. I waive my benefit. That's a general rule that you could say it. Could you do it here? Now the baby doesn't know what to say. The baby's still in the womb. He's a baby. Could you say if it's for the benefit of the baby, we'll do it? So turn back to the first side of Sifyut Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph, on page Chav Vav, and look at the Be'er Heitev. And this, I managed to have a hard time. This was a Shus Yaakov by the Shmad case. The Be'er Heitev, again, on page Chav Vav, where Yud Aleph began, the Be'er Heitev Yud Gimel brought a case. I think it's a Shus Yaakov also.
It's a long
Gimel,
right?
Slightly long. No, if you say Shuvah, yeah. Almana Echad V'lo Gimel Yeladim. Okay, it starts the third line of your Gimel. Right, the middle of the column. Smack the middle. Is it that? Almana Echad V'lo Gimel Yeladim V'ayimu Beres. Nebuch, her husband died, left her with three children. Plus, she's expecting. Uben Doidasa, she has a cousin, Almay Nechad, who Amud, Vieshle Harbe Kaifzim, Lishtadachimai. She has a cousin. Cousin's a wealthy man. There's plenty of people who want to marry him. Ach Virak, Bailo Shalah, Amana Hanal, Kaidim Maisai. However, the man, the husband of this Amana, before he died, Korali Ishtai, the Gamla Almay Nanal, he called it his wife and his cousin, Vitziva Shayisa Ze Ezu. He was the shatli before he died for his wife. He called in his wife. He knew he was dying, obviously. Called his wife and his cousin. And he said, I want you to marry her. It'll be good for the children. The children will be raised by a relative and by somebody who can support them. He's ready to marry her. And she's pregnant. So we say, good, it's good you want to marry her, but you know you got to wait the end of pregnancy plus 24 months. So he says, well, I got to think about this one. You know, suddenly you make him wait over 2 years. He says, I have my own children. I need a mother in the house. I can't wait. So again, you read this, you know they're going to find some kind of heter, right? So what does it say? He's willing to wait till she gives birth. Is there a takana? She won't start nursing at all. The higher wet nurse. Listen what he says. Hela diyeshad lahatir. Dafka achi yemei leidasa. Wait till she gives birth. Ain't sham. Here's a tzad lahater. If you look at the tshuva, he says because it's for the taiva of the children. The whole takana was made to protect the children, especially the one child, and it's a takana of the children. So therefore, it's mutter. That's what he says. So I don't understand. It's a takana of the children, so it's mutter. So when the child's going to be taken to shmad, it's the same shus yaakov. Why does he say the same heter over there? Why the same heter he's giving here? That the Kodesh of Vlad, why does he say the same heter? The child's going to be taken out to Shmad. Why does he just say it's just a simple heter? That is Tavis of Vlad, it should be Mutter. You wait till you give birth, he said. Right. You don't marry her. So now, she's Menekes now.
Well, she never did Menekes.
You always need 24 months, like Plug. We don't want her to not nurse.
She never nursed.
It doesn't, it's going to say Shulhanar. We didn't read the end. It's a life Plug, yeah. Yeah, she should. We want her to nurse. She's, of course, she's not going to nurse. We want her to nurse. What? So the way I understand, the child could say, "It's for my benefit. You made a takana for me. It's my benefit that I should have a stepfather who's interested in me and who's gonna raise me." Look, if I say, you fight with me, the Shus Yaakov writes, his lotion is takana sayaladim. I looked it up. It's takana sayaladim for all the children, it's a takana. But he's mad here as takana sayaladim. So if they're going to take the kid, the child to be shmad, that's not takana sayaladim. And that's chelak alav, this chelak gimel. Maybe chelak, sometimes tshuva is in the later chelak written earlier, I don't know. But it seems to be another grounds of heter. When it's clearly, I can't always say it's that it's better for the child, but when it's clearly better for the child, you could have such a avenue of heter. See, he's mad here. I tell you, every tshuva, I don't know if it's happy curses to say this, every tshuva says, Don't be makel. This is a serious sister. Don't rush to be makel. But in our case, we can find a terror. It's what I just explained, that if it's a kana for the children, and it's better for the children that she should nurse, that she should get married, then it's better for the child.
But
that's
what it's because maybe, Rebbe, because the shoel is lifnei him.
It could be. Not of this list.
The kana was afraid she can stop nursing in order that. What?
She's going to stop nursing because she'll become pregnant from the second husband, and then nursing stops, and then the baby will lose. Okay, so we have 3.5 heterim. We have the heter of less than 24 months, the heter of someone who's the mezana himself, and the heter of going out lishmad, and then we have this other heter of Takana Se'eladim, which the Shus Yaakov was making, others disagreed. Let's go back to page Chav Zayin and go back to the Shulchan Aruch. All the things you're asking about are in the rest of the Mechaber here. The Mechaber goes on. Nosna b'nei Levi Nekes. Gamlase b'tei Chav Dalet Chedoshim. Okay, Ramesh, that's what you were talking about. Gamlase means he stopped nursing. She's not nursing him anyway. Loiti Nase. He's still not allowed to get married. And I get married, it's a takara with a light plug. Afilu nishba haminekes. Oy nodra al das rabim, shle tazaba. Even they have a wet nurse who swore, even al das rabim, that she'll nurse the baby till 24 months. Still. Rama says, yeshayim rabdi, nishba haminekes, vikineis lo yaiti. Some say, b'di'evet, if the minekes swore to nurse, so there are some mekilim. It's also based on the Rasha Zakein, that the whole thing is for the tchanas, that if the Vlad is taking care of its mutter, so b'di'evet lo yaitz. Afilu am nishba l'adam gadol, k'may elu shalchem b'chatzar ha-melech. Even if they swore in a place like in the Chatzar ha-melech, would they be afraid to back off? Lo plug. Ava, it may spina muteres l'inaseh. The baby died, it's not lo plug, the baby died. Because if the baby died, we're not afraid that she'll kill the baby. So he says, if the baby died, it's mutter. Ramesh has a tshuva about someone who committed to give up the baby for adoption. It's not uncommon. Besides that, there are some people who are host mothers in the first place, that are surrogate mothers that carry other babies. The babies for other people, but there are single girls who become pregnant, and their parents hide them away until they give birth, and they give the baby up for adoption. And it's I don't know how common it is exactly, but I know in Eretz Yisrael very often they're brought here, because once a baby is born in Eretz Yisrael, it's not simple to give up for adoption. Israeli single girls who become pregnant, I know they're brought here, and there's a whole system to pay the mother and adopt the child. I know people who was done with, and they're brought. So Ramesh has the shaila. You have someone who's carrying a child, and she already committed. And Ramesh Shaila says she signed documents committing to give the baby up for adoption. The question is, does the rule of Meinekas Chaveirai, that you're not allowed to marry 24 months after you give birth, even Meinekas Chaveirai, does it apply to such a woman? What's the Shaila? I would think it's something like Meis Benah. If a child dies, she can't nurse anyway. So here, the child's going to be born and taken away from her. She can't nurse anyway. She's committed to giving up the child. So the question is there a heter? Or do we say light plug? We say that there's a light plug in this gezeira and zehu. That's Ramesh's child. Right. Is that so bad? I mean,
no. Then she's not listening.
So therefore, it should be okay. You mean?
Then should not be okay.
What's wrong with giving up for adoption?
By marriage, she will no longer be nursing.
Maybe. I'll tell you what Ramesha says. Ramesha writes, and again, in Chelek Aleph, he has a long tshuva, tshuva Lamed Beis, where he spells out a sheet, and in Chelek Beis, tshuva Ches is the halach lamaisa that comes from it. Ramesha says the following. He says, this is a drabana, and there's a machlaikis, Taisus and the Rash HaZakein, Rishim Shem HaZakein. Taisus holds it applies across the board, and the Rash HaZakein said it only applies in the case of a grusha, in the case of a grusha, because there's no one to support the child. But in the case of an almana, which is mechuyevus to support to nurse. Gurdam mechuyevus to nurse. You can take the baby and tell the father, you take care of the baby, not mechuyevus to nurse. But an almana is obligated. She lives off the estate and she's obligated to, she gets mezainis and she nurses. So the Rash HaZakein said that in a case where the baby is going to be taken care of, that there's no gezeira there's no gezeira of Muveres Chaveh, right? In a case where there'll be there are other reasons that she's going to have to take care of the baby because she's an almana or whatever the circumstances are, the father is here and cares about the child. We don't pass them like the Rash HaZakein, except we have a Sifri Yudalit, a little bit about it, a Sifri Yudalit. But Ramesha says like this. He says, I told you in the beginning, why don't we say Safa Dravan Lakula? You can rely on the Mekilim. So Ramesha says, because this is a Takana, a Sakana Lavlad. A Takana because of Sakana to the baby. So here, every Safik is Lachumra. Comes Ramesha, he says, there are two categories of Isser of Uberes Chaveira. Those that are a Sakana Levlad. We are Be'emes, we're afraid the mother will stop nursing. And nobody's going to be responsible, nobody's going to be responsible for the child. And the child will come to Sakana in those cases. Then there are cases which are like Plug, which really, it's not a Sakana. For example, Gomlasa, she stopped nursing anyway. Now she wants to get married. So you're not protecting the child, she's not nursing anyway. But it's a loy plug. Chazal said loy plug, you need to wait. So Dr. Maisha, in the cases of the Iker Takana, with the pile, there's a danger you're not going to nurse. Near a suffix is Lechumra. But in a case of loy plug, well, there's no Be'etzem Sakana to the child. It just, Chazal said, loiplug, meaning that if you're going to be mekel here, they're going to be mekel in other cases. There, you can rely on the Rash HaZakein, that if the baby is taken care of for nursing purposes, that it's fine, that a person can do it. When they're adopting a baby, obviously the baby's going to be taken care of. They're interested in the welfare of the baby. They even very often paying her to give up the baby for adoption. So Ramesha says there, the light plug doesn't apply, and the yisayit of the Rash HaZakein is if the baby's going to be taken care of, you can be mekel. So Ramesha divides this sif into two cases. A case where it's really a sakana, chesha sakana levlad, and there suffix is l'chumra. And the cases of light plug, where there's no sakana b'payil, but it's a light plug, it's a separate gezeira. What? You're undoing the light plug. It's a very big chiddush. If it makes you feel any better, there's Rav Chaim Eisa, which we'll speak out next week, but he adds a little. He says there are two Gemaras. One's a Gemara in Yevamis. Lo Yisa Uberes Chaveira. Next Chaveira, this is on the man. Right? That's how this is started. This is on the man. There's a sugya of light plug and subis. And look at the Lashon. The Shulchan Aruch changed. It started, this is on the man. That's how the simon began. Over here, there's someone in the world that doesn't know I'm giving shir now. Now look here at the simon. Suddenly it talks about the woman. All these cases, the isra is on her. It's this on her, a filu, etc. Why? The Chaim Eisa says, why one Gemara this is on him, one Gemara is on her? Should we all one Gezeira? So So Chaim Leizer says there were two separate gezeiras. The gezeira of the Sechtes Yavam was the original gezeira, and that was the gezeira of Nekes Chaveres Chaver will come Lidei Sakana. And the Gemara Ksunas Daf Samach is a separate hakana of Leib Flog. The gezeira this or to this. So there, it's not like the original gezeira of Leib Flog. It's two separate gezeiras, and it doesn't make you feel any better, huh?
The case of the wealthy man.
What?
The case of the wealthy man who made the deal. Right?
Yeah.
The
that's right. If it's a light plug case, he would be vehicle. All right. It's a little bit of a. You have to remember one thing. There's always a Risha to be Sevechan. The Rasha Zaki and Isai is vehicle. But the Rasha is not brought here in Shulchan Aruch. Like I said, Sifyada would be brought a little bit.
But,
what? That's a light plug. Right. Okay, we'll finish the sif from Yitz Hashem.